Next is Zara. She is 10 years old. She lives in New York City and is in fifth grade. Her essay is about believing in yourself. She is at the School of Columbia preparing to read her essay live on the 405A radio.
The real me. If you are someone who doesn't have very much self-confidence, have you ever wondered what it might be like if you really believed in yourself? If you copy another person's personality, then the world would never know your true personality. If you didn't have confidence in yourself, you would have many problems. It could even stop you from learning. If you don't have confidence in yourself, then when a teacher's explaining something, you might just be thinking about how you don't understand, so you aren't really concentrating on what they are teaching. Then your fear might be always there, and you would not accomplish much, and would be stuck in life. It is a very bad feeling, and it is hard to come out of this situation. In fact, some of my friends and I also experienced such situation in the past. I believe in being in yourself. I don't know how it started, but I suffered from this feeling until last year. I used to think that there would be no difference if I believed in myself or not. At the same time, I would feel bad that I didn't express myself and share my ideas. I even worried that I would be left behind in class and would never be able to pass any exams because I wasn't being myself. I suffered silently. I never talked to anyone about it. My parents and teachers were concerned about me. They wanted me to trust myself and believe that I could do it. They started paying more attention and kept telling me to believe in myself. I felt encouraged and started to try new things with growing confidence. I was lucky the first tries worked, which increased my confidence and let me believe I could do things. Then I did something I never thought I'd be able to do. I made it into the Juilliard Music School's special program. My teachers and parents had told me I was good at the flute, and believing in myself helped me be confident at the auditions. My teachers repeatedly told me that I should believe in myself and give everything your best efforts. All this helped me to believe in myself. I will never forget the good feelings I had when I was successful after all I went through. To be honest, it was actually my goal to become more confident, and I am very proud that I accomplished it. It is a good feeling, and it helps in dealing with other problems, like with my little sister at home and answering questions in class. It even helped me during the ERBs, and my fears of failing didn't happen. I think I'm ready to take new challenges in life. If you believe in yourself, you can overcome little worries that you have. And that helps you get more confident to deal with bigger things. With belief in our abilities and hard work, I think we can all accomplish great things.